My name's Bryce Mills, and I'm starting to like freak out a little bit because I'm already imagining how freaky this next thing might be, right? We're gonna have a chat to someone that works in like virtual reality psychology. So if you imagine you've got this phobia, right? Let's say you're afraid of spiders. I don't know for sure. We're about to find out, but there's a place called Sydney Phobia where a bunch of psychologists use virtual reality to cure your phobias. So I don't know if you can imagine what it would be like to chuck on these goggles and potentially be like immersed in your fear, but we're about to find out how it works. I'm joined by Corey Ackland on the line who does work at Sydney Phobia. Corey, hello. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no worries at all. Is that true, the way I'm sort of describing it? Like you, if I'm afraid of spiders, do you chuck these goggles on me and then I suddenly see the room start to fill with spiders like it does in like Harry Potter?
You're kind of there. Basically, we are looking at bringing the virtual reality in to assist with exposure therapy. So getting you to a point where you can experience things that approximate your fear, but only when these fears are actually irrational. So we're wanting you to be able to manage pretty normal kinds of situations, but ones that you would otherwise have avoided or, you know, managed poorly. So, you know, a spider in a room, but not a giant spider in a room or thousands of spiders in a room.
Right. Also, it's not like the, I was thinking maybe if you get yourself in the situation that it's like the worst possible way it could ever be manifested, like if you're afraid of spiders, the worst thing could be in a room full of them. It's more just like simulating what normal things would be causing you some distress.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And sometimes there's good cause to go a little bit further. We call that violating expectations. But even so, it would just be that little bit further than what would be normal, such as, you know, handling a spider, which we don't really ever have to do in our normal day-to-day, which would obviously help us be able to be in a room with a spider. But again, it would only be a slight increase on that normal range, not something really kind of far out or extreme or actually terrifying.
Right. So what would be like some common things that people are coming in to use virtual reality to get over?
We see all of the more common phobias, what you might expect. So fear of heights, claustrophobia, definitely those fears of animals, spiders, snakes, as well as dogs and birds. Fear of flying is really common, and public speaking anxiety comes through the doors quite often as well. But we also see some, you know, less common phobias, some of the medical phobias, fear of blood, fear of needles, fear of vomit as well.
Yeah, and it's pretty wild how virtual reality can, even though you know in your head that this isn't real. Like I remember I went into, I don't know, it's just like a phone shop once and they had a virtual reality headset and there was one simulated being on like a roller coaster and I hadn't even gotten on the roller coaster yet and I was already like losing my balance just from standing there. So I mean, I can imagine, even though it does sound like, yeah, you do know it's fake, to use a weird word, like it can be pretty powerful, right?
That's right. It can be very immersive, and I think particularly if this is an area that there is significant anxiety around. But of course, for some people, there is a break in that immersion, and when that is the case, you know, sometimes some of the learning doesn't generalize as well. But, you know, generally speaking, what we've found with our clients is that it's been a really effective tool.
Yeah, and what would it, why would people be coming to you guys? Like, is it for people that maybe have been trying other avenues and nothing's been working kind of thing?
Yeah, look, exposure is just a really crucial component of the treatment. And there's a lot of practical difficulties in getting that exposure at all, but also in the way that we might want it, and also in session with a psychologist. You know, if you can imagine a typical psychology practice, you know, that clinician without virtual reality can't be going between a tall tower to a room with spiders to a doggy daycare center to inside a plane, but certainly we can do all of that between sessions, you know, with virtual reality. Outside of that, where the exposure is done by the client going out there in the world between sessions with their psychologist, trying to do these things that are really, really challenging, but still might not be able to do it in the really controlled, gradual, repeated way that exposure is best conducted.
So as someone that works in, I guess, the field of psychology, are there any sort of technological developments that you're sort of looking at that are thinking, yeah, this could be the next step as well? Like anything that could be, I don't know, the next game changer in the psychology treatment?
Yeah, well, you know, virtual reality has really been an exciting thing we've been able to add here, but augmented reality is really exciting as well. But, you know, we're kind of open to anything that can make, you know, the crucial parts of our treatment even easier to deliver for the clients.
It's amazing. Look, I can't even wrap my head around how far stuff's come. And if you're sounding like, yeah, this would be something you want to try out, it's Sydney Phobia. Corrie Ackland joining you on the line. And hey, Corrie, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Take care.